the book of Romans, part 41. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jaffa Shoaan, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Meaning that we are sending this gospel of salvation throughout the world, internationally, through every media channel, electronic channel. And we trust that Jaffa somewhere will work in somebody's life so that they would be revealed unto this revelation word. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the restoration of the original Sacred Lamb Bible, the Rotterdam version. It's available. You can't find it in no bookshops in the world. I have a couple available. So if you're interested, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are so very, very, very welcome. New people, always welcome. But it's very important to go to part one. Start from the beginning because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. That's if you don't have a restoration of the original Sacred Lamb Bible, the 1860 one that Dr. Joseph Leon Rotterdam has translated. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: any Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Root Movement, the Sacred Name Movement, the Yom Movement, the Jehovah Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, Roman Catholic Church, Protestant churches. We are not part of any church denomination or organization in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group, and we function through Bible study. We are mainly using the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, or otherwise the 1611 King James version, not the 1902 emphasis corrupted and translated Bible. According to the original ancient 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahshua, the name God was originally Elohim Hashem, the name Lord was originally Yaffa, and the name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a privilege just to be together, to study the Word, and to experience this, the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh upon the Revelation Word. I trust that this study today is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahshua. Hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off on Friday, the book of Romans, chapter 3. We're starting with a new chapter. Now, what I'm saying right in the beginning here is very important to understand the figurative speech in the following scriptures. So, when I read the scripture and when you read it, it will just not always make sense. Why? Because it's figurative speech. It says something, but it means something completely different. Romans 3 verse 1. Now, we were looking last week in Romans chapter 2, especially last week, where Yaffa was guiding us around the 613 laws that he gave to Moses, which became redundant. 613 laws became redundant. That was that which was essential for the salvation of the Jewish people, the Hebrew people, for 1,070 years. When Yahshua started his ministry after he was immersed by John the Immerser, and the Ruach ascended like a dove, it wasn't a dove, like a dove, and it says, voice says out of heaven, this is my beloved son, and my well pleased, From there on, Yahushua's ministry on earth started. 2 years he ministered only to the nation of Israel, and the last year he ministered only to the Gentiles. Now, Apostle Paul is asking a question here. He says in Romans 3 verse 1, what advantages then has a Jew? Because they were circumcised, they were keeping the Sabbaths, they were keeping the laws, they were having the feasts, and paying their tithes, and doing blood sacrificial, animal sacrifices. So, but it came to be none in void the moment that Yahushua started to preach the gospel of salvation. And that's why he says in Hebrews 7 verse 18, he made 613 laws none and in void because of the unprofitableness of it. There was no profit in it. Not money. There was just no salvation in it. Then, what advantages then have the Jew? Or what profit is there in circumcision? Now, when it says profit, it doesn't mean money. It's the best word that they could use to say what use is there then to be circumcised. In today's layman language, we would say, now, what is the sense of being circumcised if there is no advantage of being circumcised? Because we saw last week that the Gentiles were even in a better position being not circumcised than the Hebrew people that were circumcised. Now Apostle Paul's asking a question, what advantages then had the Jews, the Israelites? Or what profit is there in circumcision? Nothing. In an African language, azikolo. In Afrikaans, niks. It's no use. This is what the word says. We saw last week that the Bible says that Yahweh has no desire anymore that we, as part of the bride of Yahushua, be circumcised by our flesh, but by our cardinal minds. Not our hearts, by our minds, our thoughts, and that create the deeds they which we would participate in. He says here, there's no profit, there is no advantage in being circumcised. Much every way, chiefly, because that unto them were committed the orals of Yahweh Almighty, that was God. They received the oral law. Yahweh gave them the law. And they practiced it orally. They practiced it orally. From generation to generation. For 1,070 years. So, there was no difference between the Gentile and the Israelites or the Jews. Who thought that they were angels just because they were circumcised. And yet today we find them in the Hebrew Root movement and the Israel Vision movement, that people are being circumcised just because they believe their salvation in it. And they are taught this way. No. If you believe in circumcision, the blood of circumcision, that there is deliverance in the blood of circumcision through the 613 laws of Moses, then you're actually saying that the blood of Yahushua on Calvary's hill was not sufficient. Did not do the proper work that was supposed to do. Very much way, brief, chiefly, because that unto them were committed the orals of Yahweh Almighty. In other words, the laws, they were supposed to be committed to the laws that Yahweh gave them. For what if some did not believe? And there were millions of them that didn't believe. In the 1,070 years, they didn't believe. They just did because Moses said. And because the next high priest said, and the next high priest said. This is what Levi taught. And this is what Aaron taught, and this is what Moses taught. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of Yahweh Almighty God without effect? What do you say? Let me read it. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of Yahweh Almighty or God without effect? God, like in the 1611, without effect. You see, according to the 613 laws, they had to offer the blood of animals in order to receive atonement for their sins once a year. And I said it many times, there was no regret of the sins they did. It was only a yearly ritual in which they had to participate, where they had to make sure they got a sacrificial lamb or doves or whatever. The blood of the animals they brought would guarantee them a free pass for salvation for the next year, according to the 613 laws of Moses. But there was no regret. After they offered, after they'd been to the temple, after atonement occurred, after the high priest raised his hands and said, your sins are forgiven, go and sin no more. From there they go and sin. They didn't have the facility of the Ruach HaKodesh. We teach and leech them and convince them of sins like we have today. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, played a very minor role in the lives of the Israelites from Abram up to the time where Yahushua started preaching the gospel of salvation. From where Israel left from Egypt after 430 years in captivity, living under bondage and slavery, worshipping idol gods and idols, eating meat that was offered to idols, not having a problem with it. To them, meat was meat. Why? Because in that 430 years, they didn't have a high priestly offering atonement services. They didn't have a tabernacle or a temple. They didn't even have another high priest. These were things that Yahweh gave them after they left Egypt. And that's why on a Sabbath, from Friday night sundown to Saturday afternoon sundown, they had to sit in groups of 10 and 20 and 50, where they were taught about the 613 laws of Moses. Weekly, monthly, there will be new laws that Yahweh would give Moses, or give to Moses, to teach unto the nation of Israel. For what if some did not believe? They did not believe. They received salvation through their unbelief. That's what we read already in Romans chapter 2. The word said, they will be judged by their unbelief. Like they have the laws of Moses, which will judge them. And the Gentiles had the law of nature, the law of unbelief. But the Jewish people, in the time of Moses, did not know anything about grace. They didn't know anything about the redemption blood of Yahushua. Nothing. They just participate in yearly rituals. And this is what the Bible says. It says even the high priest sinned, lived in idolatry, lived in fornication. Even they had to offer for their own sins first before they could offer for the sins of the nation of Israel when the time came of atonement. I'm so glad in this 21st century, 2026, we don't need to wait for somebody else who most probably has got more sin than we have and have done more wrong than we have to intercede for our sin. No, we have Yahushua, the soul, the King of Salvation, who never sinned. The Bible says he knew not sin. He became sin. Now, in the rest of this day, let's be seeking for a moment where we can sow the gospel of salvation into somebody else's lives. Until tomorrow morning, His Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.